March 13th, 2023. Abcast 418, episode 418. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Three stabbed after neighbor flirts with man's wife at family gathering. Texas cops say, every night I gotta fight to prove my love. How disrespectful. While everybody trying to leave with a plate, you trying to leave with somebody's wife. Chestnut checkers, just trifling. Three men were stabbed during a family gathering at a Houston apartment complex. Texas police told news outlets. Police responded to a 911 call from an apartment complex on the city's southeast side after 11 p.m. on March 11th. The Houston Police Department told TV station KHOU. Investigators say a neighbor who appeared intoxicated, what a surprise, came to the family's get-together and started flirting with the wife of one of the men, KPRC reported. This the guy that'll ruin your whole kickback, the one that bought the six-pack of Natural Ice but ends up drinking a 24-pack of Heineken. Sure, there's other women there, but he's been playing with house money all night. Why not double down? This led to an argument, and the neighbor left. It's never that simple. Only in a perfect world, KRIV reported. However, he came back to the apartment moments later with a kitchen knife and stabbed three men. This was messy from the very, very beginning, but it looks even worse for the guy, be it that he left, went home, and came back. Because whenever you come back after a conflict like that, that means you went home and had a chance to think about what you wanted to do before you came back and did it. He should have just stayed his ass home and slept it off. The men were all taken to hospitals for treatment, and one is in critical condition, police told the outlets. Police arrested the neighbor, and an investigation is underway. That man is going to prison for at least aggravated assault, and God forbid the one in critical condition doesn't make it. That's second degree murder. You should have just made yourself a plate and went home. Next up, former Walmart manager arrested after leaving the store with $135,000 in shopping bag. Police say while they worried about people eating grapes out the bag and self-checkout, this woman walked out with her retirement plan in one shift. Chestnut checkers. A former Walmart manager in Northern Illinois is in police custody months after reportedly walking out of the store with over $100,000 months ago, officials said. I think a whole $135,000 in one sitting is a little bit too obvious, but at this point, what do? Do you get caught taking $20,000, $3,000 at a time, or do you go big or go home and just take the chance of getting the whole lump sum? Melissa Vanderwall, a 47-year-old former night manager for a Walmart store in Joliet, located about 45 miles southwest of Chicago, is accused of emptying $135,988 into a shopping bag and leaving the store on November 27th. She turned herself, that was an early Christmas. She turned herself into the Joliet Police Department on Monday for her alleged crimes, Chicago's WGN9 reported. Even though it seems like it wasn't a very well thought out plan, this was still a hell of a gutsy play, be it that the state of brick and mortar Walmart stores is hazy at best. It's either you take a risk or you take a risk, you strike out swinging or you strike out looking. The alleged theft was caught on surveillance footage, and that's what she forgot, that Walmart probably has a camera in every nook and cranny that the law will allow them to have one, and resulted in a warrant being issued for Vanderwall's arrest. Officials say the money came from cash recyclers that are typically used to restock cash registers. I'm supposing that means, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that she was taken from the money that's used to balance the tills. So if the tills can't be balanced properly, that's almost a telltale sign that the deposit amount isn't right, and in this case, not right by a lot. Vanderwall reportedly ended her shift early. Hey. I bet after filling the shopping bag with cash, according to reports, she's being charged with theft and burglary and was jailed on a $100,000 bond on Tuesday, court records show. According to Patch.com, local police were called to the scene the same day the crime took place, and an arrest warrant was issued just 2 days later. This had to be done on a whim, spur of the moment. I hate working at Walmart and I got all this money in my hands. I'm gonna chance it. Detectives were actively investigating this case, and it was believed she had left the area. Joliet police spokeswoman Dwayne English told Patch, it's unclear why Vanderwall chose to turn herself into police on Monday morning. When asked about how much of the stolen money his department was able to recover, none of it, English. Please don't tell me she blew all that money, $136,000. English didn't go into details in effort to protect the prosecutorial integrity of the case. We would like to hope she tucked some cash away to come back to when all this is over, but how many of you think she blew all that money that fast? Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.